Let's go to Ryan calling from Midland, Texas, listening on Guadalupe and a Guadalupe app. Hello, Ryan. That's our app, isn't it? That's not our app.
It is, Tim.
See, I was right. It is our app. Okay, Ryan, welcome. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, my question is, if a Catholic parish has a smaller chapel that they use for weekday masses only, would it be okay for a group devoted to the Latin Mass to meet there and have Mass, or would it even be okay for an Anglican, Lutheran, or Eastern Rite Catholic group to meet there if their own church isn't available, such as due to badly needed repairs or had suffered a horrible tragedy where they're not able to meet at all?
Sure. These are all pastoral questions that would be subject to the local bishop as well as the local pastor. I have seen many examples. In fact, I remember at one parish I was at, when we were building a new church, we met at a Presbyterian church because we didn't have one. And we have done the same thing for other denominations as well. So that's something that has to be worked out by the bishop, by the pastor. So this is not something you just do on your own. Hey, there's a chapel here. Let's go use it. No, you can't do that. You have to be subject to the pastor there because you've got to be sure arrangements have to be made. The Blessed Sacrament is removed and so forth if you're going to have a gathering that's not Catholic in there. So those sorts of details, you need to just talk to the local pastor. But no, there are cases where this is done out of pastoral necessity, and you'll find this as well, especially in areas where Christianity is very rare. You find in other countries, for example, where Christians are persecuted, often Catholics and Christians out of necessity have to use the same buildings in order to worship the Lord. But appreciate your call, Ryan.